Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, am I speaking to Winston?
Yes.
How are you doing, Winston? This is Ella James.
Hi. I'm doing good. I wrote you a note.
A note?
And it's in your email.
Email? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the file that you shared with me?
Was it what?
It's
Yeah, I sent you an updated copy of my manuscript.
okay.
And what I'm not looking for any kind of review. I don't care if it gets reviewed. It's immaterial if it gets reviewed. I need the manuscript to go to Facebook on Monday.
You want it to get published on Monday?
Well, I want you to give it, submit it to Facebook for publication on Monday, but possibly with the book being available, the manuscript being available by Wednesday of the same week.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Vincent, just to confirm, are there any differences in the old manuscript and the new manuscript that you shared?
Are there any what?
Are there
References?
any, yeah, is there anything different in the new manuscript that you shared?
Well, no, I mean the new manuscript basically contains everything that was in the original manuscript, but I added a couple of significant paragraphs. And I understand that you and your team do not have time to review or correct spelling or to make nice paragraphs or anything. But that's not the point. That's not what the Lord is pressing me for. The Lord is telling me the book has to come out now.
I understand. I understand. Vincent, but the thing is that the file that you just shared with me is the file that is not formatted. However, that the file that I shared with you the last time, which was on May 2nd, is the formatted file. And that
That's
is,
okay. It
yeah.
doesn't matter. Like I said, the Lord has been impressing upon me to release, to get the book released now. You can forget the formatting and the spelling, whatever. The
Okay.
Lord wants the book.
Winston, do you mind if you can allow me to put you in a free hold if that's all right?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So, Winston, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
So I just had a word with the team, and as I said, that the file that you just shared with me is not formatted correctly. And it will look crazy and professional if we get it published right like that. So how about
No. What you can do is you can put a forenote, like a note to the reader, saying that this manuscript was submitted at the last minute, that PBW, Publishing Book Writers, did not have time to format or spell check. That is left up to the reader. The content is more important than the format.
I understand. How about you share the revisions the additions that you made to the recent draft? Can you share it with me separately so that I can get that added to your...
Oh, no. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that. I mean, if I had kept the additions, I would definitely go that way. But what I did was I integrated new paragraphs into existing material, and I did not separate it out. So there's really no time to format it. Just put a disclaimer up front to the reader. Just explain the facts that the reader is about to read something, a very late submission manuscript. PBW is not responsible for format or spelling or anything else.
Can you
do that?
Can you email me all of this if that's possible, so that I can have that
in
as well?
You want me to email that disclaimer?
Yeah. So it's just for the company basis, because again, this is a process that we really want to follow, and it really makes the process really smooth and very professional as well. So if you can write it down, that will make it much easier for me to submit it to my seniors as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so
let's
get started with creating your Amazon account. So
right.
I will be getting the code sent out to you, and you will have to look up to the code, and you will have to tell me the code. Will that be possible?
The what? The code?
Yeah, there will be a code sent out to you on your number and your email. Can you confirm me the code, please?
Oh, I'm not looking at my email right now.
Do you have your emails open in front of you?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. I can go on the computer and get it.
Okay, perfect.
You could record. You could also, if you want to, just for safety's sake, you could record our conversation. I mean.
I understand. I understand. It's just that if it's something in written, that would be more legit, and we can, in the future, in case if there is any issue, then we can definitely have a word regarding this, and remember that it is in written. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I don't see an email from you on my list. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, maybe this is it.
Just give it a minute or two, and you will receive the code. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Take a minute or two. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah. let's see. Being blind is hard.
I understand. I hope it's not getting difficult for you to handle, right?
Well, no. Oh, no. That's Sean Hannity. Let's see. Dr. Robert Jeffers.
Okay.
No, your email hasn't come.
You have your email address, vincent86@gmail.com, open in front of you?
Yes.
Perfect. The code has been sent out to you. Kindly confirm the code.
Okay. I'm just waiting for it to hit the mail.
Okay.
Sometimes these things take a while. It's probably very high traffic on the internet, so it takes time. Yeah.
Don't worry, no rush at all.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Right now, my top email is Sean Hannity, and then there's another one. Oh, my.
Could you just allow me to put you on a brief hold, if that's all right?
What's that?
Can I put you on a brief hold, if that's all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, never mind. It got solved. Did you receive the code on your email?
No, I'm still waiting.
All right.
They want to try sending it again.
Yeah, I'll get that done. Is it Vincent at gmail.com or is it Vincent Liddell 86?
No. Yes, yeah, Vincent Liddell 86 at gmail.com.
Okay, let me get that corrected because I think they're sending it out on their different email.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I have something from Amazon.
I'm sorry?
I have something from Amazon.
It must be the code. Can you check the code and let me know?
Yeah. I'm trying to. It's funny, I'm clicking on Amazon, but it's not opening up the letter.
It's not opening up what?
It's not open. Wait a second. Yeah, it won't allow me to open it.
It is not allowing you to open it?
It says blocked. Judge box. No. I'm just, for some reason, I can't open up the email. Let me try again. Amazon. Okay, to me. Okay. So far, so good, I think.
Did you get the code? Does it say any code?
Yeah, hold on. Please use the following line password. Okay. OTP? Is that it?
Yeah. Perfect. You got it.
Yeah, OTP.
What's the OTP? What's the number that you see?
Yeah. Oh, the number?
Yeah.
Hold on. OTP. Oh, yeah, okay, hold on. I got a number here. Seven, six, nine, zero, eight, one.
Just to confirm, it is 769081. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Just stay with me online. I'm sharing that with the team, all right?
Okay.
And now the code will, the next code will be sent out to you on your number, all right?
On my email?
No, on your phone, on the text messages of your phone number?
No, I don't know how to make text messages on the phone. I can't see the buttons on the phone. Oh, it's a flip phone. You just, yeah, it's a, what do they call it? It's not a smartphone. The only thing I know how to do on it is just open it up, and if I want to call somebody, I speak their name into the phone, and it automatically calls them.
Okay, so the code will not be sent out to you on your number, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, not on the phone number. I can't.
Okay.
I will.
Okay, just allow me to put you in a brief hold. Let me have a word with the publisher, all right?
What was that? I'm sorry. There was noise in the background.
I'm sorry. I was saying that please allow me to put you in a brief hold. I'll just have a word with the publisher, all right?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, Vincent. Are you there with me?
Yeah, yes, I'm still here.
Thank you for being so patient. It got all sorted. The OTP has been exchanged and everything is good to go. The only thing that I require from you now is the SSN number, which is the social security number. So
my social security?
Yeah, if you have it. Yeah, sorry, please go ahead.
Yeah, 082-0821.
One minute. Could you please repeat it once again?
Yeah, 082.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. 082-42-7131.
This is your social security number, right?
Yes, that is.
Just to confirm, it is 082-42-7131. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the updates, and I will be sharing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, you know, publishing Penguin Publishers needs like a disclaimer, you could formulate it to the best wording that you think is needed, and
again,
then email
this
it
will,
to me.
This will take time till Monday because the writing team that we have over here works in a graveyard shift. And as you know, approaching as well, this all work will
right.
be, if you can give me like another 2 to 3 days, I will get this processed for you. But if you really wanted to get on Monday, then it will be hard for us to get it formatted the same day and then share the preview links, get it approved, and then get it published. Because with Amazon, the publishing takes up to 24 to 48 hours. And the maximum that it can take is 72 hours as well. So it's totally up to you if you want to wait. We can get this done by Monday.
I prefer to have it done by Monday.
Yeah, so do you want the formatting to get done or not?
Oh, no. I know the formatting is important to you guys as a publisher because that speaks well. But you can put a disclaimer up there that this is a last-minute submission.
I understand, Winston, but I hope you understand as well that, you know, the reason why we're working so hard on these books and getting these uploaded to really big platforms and hoping to get sales is so that, you know, we can get the revenue out of what we spent, right? And if the book is formatted and in a professional manner, then readers will also be really interested in buying the book.
Yeah, well, I think the need to get it out immediately overweighs thoughts about. I think the need to get it out right now overweighs the need for it to be formatted. It's just important that it get out as soon as possible.
How about we work on the existing file that we have? Is there any problem with that?
No. The only thing is the additions that I made to the manuscript, they're not in one spot. They're scattered throughout the whole manuscript. It wouldn't be possible. I couldn't distinguish it. I couldn't distinguish between the original manuscript and what I just submitted to you.
Okay, not a problem. Let me look into it and have a word with the team. And in the meantime, can you do me a favor of getting it written in an email so that I can show it to my senior and see what best we could do for you?
Okay. Let me try to get that done right now.
Perfect. No worries at all. No rush. Take your time and let me know. I will keep you updated regarding any updates that I receive by the team. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Oh, no. I think that's about it.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm hoping to speak to you soon, Vincent, and hope you have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.